In the words of a king, there is power. And as we behold him with unveiled faces, we're transformed into the very image of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dr. K. Ijishesan, brought to you by Kingswood Ministries International. We believe that as you listen, faith is stirred up in you to become all that God has called you to be.
Glory to God. It's a joy to have you in the house of God today. And, you know, we're going to get into the Word of God for something very, very amazing. Today, the topic I'm going to be speaking on is walking in the light of life. Say after me, say, I walk in the light of God's life. John chapter 1, I want us to read from verse 1 through verse 4. Then we go to John chapter 8 and verse 12. We should know that scripture now. Can we read it? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, your energy is low. Please increase it. Okay, go. Okay, media. I said the energy was low and you skip verse 2. We are friends this year. Okay. Verse 4.
And the life was the light of men.
In him was life. In what? The Word. The Word. And it says, this life was what? It was the light of men. In him is life. In the Word is life. Apparently, all the things that were made through the Word was as a result of what? The life in what? In the Word. And like I said during communion, this life is not just any regular life. It is God kind of what? Life. Is actually the life that makes God, God. The reason why things work in heaven all the time is because of what? This life. This life makes things to work. This life delivers all the time. John chapter 8 and verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. In him was life, and this life was what? The light of men. He said, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Think about it. He said, in me, in Jesus, in the world, is what? Life. And this life was what? The light of men. And now he's now saying, I'm the light of the world. Why? Because of the life. That life gives me the capacity to lit up everywhere. And he went on to say, he said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall what? Have the light of life. Why? Because the people that followed me, the people that connected to me, they share in that life. Now turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't just have natural life. I have the God kind of life. And that life makes me to shine. Because that word light there means to shine or to make manifest. Then we have the light of what? Life. This light brings things into the open. It causes explosion, positive one, I mean. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have what? The light of life. So God's plan is not just that you will talk about the fact that Jesus is so powerful, but that we see Jesus through you. Because the life that makes Jesus makes you. Now, turn to your neighbor and say, what makes Jesus? Makes me. And if we are talking about heaven on earth, the only way we'll be able to have heaven on earth is to introduce the life of heaven into heart. Because heaven on earth can only be achieved
by that life. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. We're doing some Bible reading. Okay, can we read it together? This is talking about the new heart. It says, there will not be need of the sun or the moon. Hey, I don't know if you know where, that's where we're coming back to. There will be no sun, and there will be what? No moon. And guess what? There will be no night. There will be what? No night. And guess why? Because the Lamb himself, who is full of life, is the one that illuminates the city. Now, think about it. You say you have the one that his capacity is big enough to light up a whole planet inside of you. And here you are walking in darkness, unknown, unrecognized, undiscovered. No way. Lift up a right hand and shout, I declare, in 2024, I will not be hidden. How many of you know the scripture where Jesus said, you are a city built upon the hill? That should be Matthew chapter 5, right? That cannot be what? Hid. I want you to declare again, say, in 2024, I will not be hidden. You know, nothing can be more frustrating than being gifted, having resources, you know, inside of you, locked up, and yet your world cannot see it. Skilled, talented, you know, resourceful, but yet it's not materializing. People that we value it don't even know about it. Do you know? For a lot of people, their situation is that face of Joseph when he was in the prison. Someone who had capacity to turn the economy of a nation around, make so much impact that nation will become the strongest economy in the whole world. Yet, he was in prison. Oh, come and talk to me. Do you know the same way Joseph was in prison for a face? A lot of people are literally in that face in life. They have so much to offer, but their world has not encountered them. But there is a life that generates light that makes it impossible for you to be hidden. Lift up your two hands and shout, I will not be hidden. Come on, shall we say, I will not be hidden. Come on, shout it again. Say, I will not be hidden. I will not be hidden. I will not be hidden because I have the life of God. Now, I'm trying to go somewhere. The life of God is so powerful that when you encounter it by revelation and you begin to walk in it, walk in the light of that life, everything around you turns around. Changes. Talking about that life, go to Romans chapter 8 verse 11, because that life is everything. In fact, I have a list of what the life does. Can you read it? 1, 2, 3, go. It says, he will give life. And that word life is zoe. To what? Mortal bodies. Through his spirit. So the spirit of God is inside of you to help you release that life. So that wherever there is mortality, is swallowed. Somebody shout, I receive life that swallows mortality. I want to run through the list because I don't want to take your time today. Walking in the light of life. There are 7 impacts of this life. 7 impacts. Number one, it recreates human spirit. That's the starting point. Write it down.
it recreates human spirit. Do you know when you say somebody is born again, do you know what just happened? That life was injected. James chapter 1 verse 18. That life was injected. New birth is a product of that life. The life of God recreates human spirit, removes the dead one, and inserts a brand new one. He says, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of his creature. So he said, but you are saying that life was the one that gave birth to a recreated human spirit. But here he's talking about the word of truth. That word is full of that life. Because according to John chapter 1 verse 4, it says in him was life. In what? In the word that was from the beginning. So when he says the word brings forth, or, you know, causes you to become a new creation, is as a result of the life of God in the word. So to start with, your recreated human spirit is as a result of that life. So when you say somebody is born again, it's because the life of God has been received. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. He said, we know we have passed from what? Death to life. Death to life. And by the way, when we're talking about death, it's not until somebody's lying in a coffin. In fact, our city is full of people that are spiritually dead. But there's something that happens when somebody receives Jesus. He says he moves from what? Death to life. So new birth is actually referred here to as a change of face from what? Death to life. So I submit to you that new birth is a product of this life. This life recreates human spirit. Now, religion will tell you when you go to heaven, you know, when you die, you will receive life and you go to heaven. If you don't have life now, you are not going to heaven after death. That life must be received now. Somebody say, I have life. Come on, shout loud and clear, say, I have life. Do you know, when the Bible, when Jesus was giving parables, he talked about, you know, I'm not even know the parable, I mean, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus died. Where did he go to? Abraham's bosom. Because as of that time, nobody could enter the, you know, heaven in that sense. There's a place where it was kept. Because Jesus' life, the life that Jesus brought, has not been received. Do you know after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he went to preach to everybody that was locked up there. And they had the gospel. Then they received life. Then the Bible talks about the fact that people saw their whole members of their family that were supposed to be dead on their way to heaven. Because nobody could go to heaven until that life was received. Say after me, say, I have the life of God in my spirit. In fact, let me submit it to you. Of all the things that that life does, this is the most important. Because if you don't have a recreated human spirit, you are finished. If you are not born again, there's no future. So the life recreates the human spirit. Two, this life transforms human minds. There's a transformation that is needed for you to be effective in life. Because as a man thinks, so is he. You know, there are so many people who are born again and yet their life sucks. Nothing is working. Everything is down. And it can even be quite embarrassing. But you're a child of God. Why is it that nothing has changed? That is how terrible religion is. Your spirit is recreated, but your mind is unaffected. I want you to lay your hands on your mind and say, mind. If I get on your feet, this is important. Say, mind. I speak to you. In the name of Jesus. Receive the life. In the word, be renewed, be reprogrammed,
and be transformed in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. God can only help a man to the extent to which his mind is renewed. Do you know some people believe God can afflict us with sickness to teach us a lesson? There are some strange beliefs like that. And if that's what you believe, God can help you where healing is concerned. Because you said God can bring sickness. But the scripture I read tells me he's the one that takes away sickness. You know, I get concerned when people try to redefine theologies to accommodate the experiences of their loved one or themselves. Oh, I know somebody that loved God and served God, and he died at a very young age. That means anybody can die at any time. Don't read them and say, neighbor, I have news for you. I can't die anytime. I'm not done. With long life, will I be fulfilled? I will be satisfied. Oh, come on, shall we say, I will be satisfied. But the word of God, that is full of the life of God, has the ability to take hold of your mind and adjust your mind appropriately. Align your mind until your mind aligns with heaven. Heaven on earth cannot be experienced until the mind is renewed. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. I beseech you by the mercies of God, that do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. And that's why it's so important. Make it a daily routine to spend time in the word, especially in the epistles. Because in the epistles, you will see documents that relate to your agreement. I love that. Documents that relate to what? Your agreement. It takes the spirit of revelation to be able to appropriate the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a picture of the new. But if you don't have the spirit of revelation, you will think the things that held under the agreement extends to you. Whereas there are a lot of things that happen there that are not applicable. Let me give an example. Lord, take not your spirit away from me. Who said that? David. But does it apply to you? Come on, does it apply to me? And somebody's praying in some church somewhere in the world now. Lord, take your spirit away from me. Take not. In fact, there are some songs that we sing that are not scriptural. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Now, listen, how can he pass you? He lives in you. He said the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And now you say, pass me not. Some people are gathered somewhere right now and they are shouting, come down, come down. Guess who is coming? You're supposed to come down. Holy Spirit, the one that came over 2,000 years ago. Has he left? Now, when you are not feeling it, that does not mean it's not there. There's a difference between feeling and revelation. When you are not feeling it, then that's the time to tell yourself it's there. Don't you never say the Holy Ghost can never abandon me. I mean, it's under agreement. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But there's something about when you get hold of the New Testament and you begin to meditate on it, it does something to your mind. It conditions your mind to heaven's level. And before you know it, you begin to have heaven experiences. How many of you want 2024 full of heaven experiences? Oh my God, can I prophesy over somebody? Your co-worker will not be able to understand you. Ah, my God, you are not getting it. I said your colleagues, people that are supposed to be your peers, they will not be able to understand you this year. They say, oh, the industry is down. I say, oh, my life is not down. The economy is down. My life is not down. Nothing is working. Everything is working. Because I have heaven's experience. Because my mind is renewed. Take your mind to where your spirit is. Your spirit is already one with Jesus. Now your mind needs to be renewed so that it can be one with your spirit. And until your mind is one with your spirit, what God promised you will not be experienced. Faith is hindered until the mind is renewed.
For example, can you imagine if you are still struggling to believe you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? You talk to God as if you are the worst sinner of all time. Father, you know I don't deserve anything. I'm a mess. I don't even know why you still allow me to call you Father with all my misbehavior. How many times have I disappointed you? Lord, please, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not prayer. That is a pity party that you should stop. If you are involved or engaged in that kind of illegal, illicit activity. I remember when I was in college, there was this young man that was always coming to where we call sports center to pray there. And this guy will come every evening, very, very diligently. We will be on one side praying, he will be on one side praying. And you can hear his voice loud. Father, I'm a disappointment. I'm a disappointment. I'm a disappointment. I don't even know why you have not cast me out, Father, Father, Father. And it can go like that for hours. There was a day I wanted to go and say, stop, 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 stop. On behalf of God, stop. God sent me to tell you, you are embarrassing him. That is not prayer. What makes prayer prayer is when it's according to the word. That is why renewal of your mind is so important. Even you will misfire in the name of prayer. All this fall down, die. Number one, you can't kill a demon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. And you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Because a lot of times, when they are saying fall down, die, people are targeting some people. People that have been mean to them. Want to take them out. Prayer meeting is an opportunity to take everybody that's messed up, that person that parked in my parking spot. Are you a Christian? Because this sounds more like a cultist. So for prayer to be prayer, the mind must be renewed. Let the life in the word impact your mind. Please, everybody, come and sit down, including people hanging out at the back. Come and sit down at the auditorium. Seems another service is going on at the back of the service, please. Very, very important. Very, very important. Let the life in the word impart your mind. I love what James said. He said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness. I love the Old King James. And the superfluity of naughtiness. James chapter 1 verse 23. Superfluity of what? Naughtiness. There are so many naughty children of God. James chapter 1, verse 23, I believe. Or 21. Is it 21? Should be 21. Yes, I love it. Give me the Old King James. The New King James is too stuffed. Yes, okay. Now, let's read it. Do you know, let me shock you. Do you know the people that this letter was written to, they were already Christians. And yet, James said, you still need to what? Save your soul. Oh, 25 souls were saved. 2,000 souls were saved. Can I be real? What happened at the crusade ground was their spirit was recreated. Souls saved, or the salvation of soul is a continuous process. And if you don't save your soul, you will end up with mess. Because you cannot believe beyond your salvation. Hey. To the extent to which your mind is renewed and your soul is saved is the level at which your faith will operate. Faith takes permission from your mind. And that's why for some people, when things are going on in their lives, the first thing is lock them up in the room. Give them books to read. Because do you know, there are things you get solved just by renewing your mind with the word. I've shared this experience multiple times. Let me share it again. 21 years ago, or there, yes, 21 years ago, a little bit over 21 years ago, we got a doctor's report that it would be difficult for us to have a child of our own based on some their medical findings. That's very weak. Friday, to be precise. My wife was going to bed and said, baby, are you coming? I said, I'm not coming. And you can understand why I was not coming. Because according to the doctor's report, she was fine. It was me that has a problem. Go and sleep. They said you are fine. The man even said it in front of both of us, which is kind of rude. Should have excused you and said, Uncle, you are the problem. But here was I being told, I'm the problem. Ah, you don't try that with some women. You're not sleeping in that house that day. I've always known it. You are not a man. You only wear pants. You are not a man. Say, look at you. As tall as you are, you can't impregnate a woman. Ha! But to the glory of God, she was very compassionate on me. She said, in fact, she was encouraging me and prophesying. I said, no, he's a liar. How can you not give birth? But inside of me, I was like, they said it. I'm the one that has problems. So that evening, we were living in a two-bedroom apartment then. I mean, just two of us. And she said, baby, are you not coming? I said, I'm not coming. I will see you later. Heaven is my witness. Those are the days of strong concordance. Not easy. I don't know if you have seen strong concordance before. It's like this. Then we had this Bible then, parallel Bible. I don't know if you have seen parallel Bible. At least different translation. I laid on our living room and I began to look from Genesis. Anything that looks like fruitfulness, I will underline it. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. I must have done that maybe for 1.5 hours or thereabout. In the midst of meditation, just consuming the word, I felt the power of God. There was no prayer meeting. There was no all-night meeting. I was not distributing prayer. I did not give out prayer contracts. Nobody had to go to a mountain for me. I was just in the place of meditation. Oh my God, we need to go back to old time meditation when you just lock yourself in the word. We know, may you win the battle. It's a fight. I mean, you don't know what he's dealing with. -5. In fact, from time to time, just lay hands on say, may the Lord strengthen you. It's a fight. It's a fight. And I don't think he has fought that battle in the last 2 years. So may you be strengthened with might. So, back to the meditation thing. I was meditating. And the middle of the night, while moving from one scripture to another. By the way, what does it mean to meditate? It means to ponder on, to regurgitate. Have you seen, do you know how they eat? They turn it. Some of you just swallow scripture. Just read. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. That's not meditation. The Lord is my shepherd. Then you start your amplified version. Who is a shepherd? A shepherd watches. Oh, the Lord watches over me. That's why I shall not want. By the time you settle in meditation, amplified people that wrote Amplified Bible, they will consult you. Because you will have something more than what? Amplified. And that's why when you are meditating, you need a journal. You write it down. Oh my God. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. It gives you new light. You want to walk in the light of life. That is how to walk in it. The word has life, but that life must be moved into your mind. And you begin to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My job is not responsible for me. The Lord is responsible for me. So even if they are saying they're going to shut down, I'm not moved. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, when the brook of Cherith dried up, Elijah's resources did not dry up. Because the Lord that was his shepherd made sure there was a plan. Oh my God, there's a plan for your 2024. Irrespective of what happens in your city, in your company, in your space, in your industry, the Lord is my shepherd. So I stayed on it until a point when I just felt energized in my spirit. And I closed my Bible and I went to sleep. That was June 2002. My son was born March 2003. And to prove it was not a fluke, 2004, we scored another goal. Then we say, okay, there's no point to prove. after the Bible says male and female created them. So you just okay, full stop. You know, some of you have grace for 7 children, 10 children. May the Lord bless you. I'll be committed to dedicating your children. Just keep on making them. We need soldiers in the kingdom of God. You know, make more soldiers for Jesus. But for me, 2. That does not apply to you, by the way. For me, it was 2. You know, the way it was looking at me was like, don't catch that revelation. That's for me. I mean, it's male and female. So that scripture does not cover you. I mean, I just moved in his area and he was looking at me. Don't catch the revelation. Please, don't catch a revelation that is not yours. Know your rhema. That was my rhema. Male and female. He created them. Full stop. And I stopped. Some of you, it's pause. It's not full stop. Don't worry, we'll resume very soon. Life in the world. Whatever the doctor claimed was wrong with me was repaired. In the process of meditation, extracting life. Write it down. Extracting life. Meditation is a process of what? Extracting life. Zoe life. Boom. Aligns your mind and puts it in heaven state. Until your mind comes to heaven state, nothing will happen in your world. Oh, somebody say, oh, there's a breakthrough around the corner. If it's in the neighborhood, that means it will come to you. You better go and sit down with the word. They say, I don't need to do anything. They said there's a miracle. Didn't you hear the testimony they gave in church? Go and sit with the word. Even if that miracle came by the virtue of corporate anointing, to keep it, you need your faith. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So the word renews your mind, transforms your soul. It does not just recreate your spirit, it goes ahead to do what? Renew your mind. Then what about the word quickening your human body? Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will fire up. Fire up. I don't know what you are dealing with. Health-wise, there is life in the word of God that can fire up your body. And before you know it, everything looks sharp. And your doctor is wondering, what did you just do? And he says, whatever you've been doing the last few months, keep on doing it. Your liver, your spleen, your kidney, your blood pressure, everything aligns. Proverbs said, it's medicine. Is health to our flesh. The word also increase your output in workplace. It helps you to raise a successful family. It impacts your community. And it turns you into an ambassador for Christ. I walk in the light of life. I will not settle for mere religion. I deal in the word. I walk in the life of God. I have the life of God. I don't settle for just anything. If it's not heaven, it's not allowed. Get on your feet. If it's not heaven. So anything that shows up in 2024 that does not look like heaven, what do you do? You attack it with the word. Don't you ever say, neighbor? You must attack every negative situation, every contrary situation by the word. Because the word is full of life, and this life will reproduce heaven for you. Romans chapter 5, verse 17, as we close. You know, the word of God is so powerful because it releases the life of God. Look at this. He said, for if by the one man's offense. I'm not sure who is that man. Who is that man? Who is that man? Somebody said when we get to heaven, the Adam's quarters must be specially protected. Because a lot of people just want to go like, you. What were you doing? Because of you. Don't you know say all it took to mess humanity up was one man. Now, look at me. Can I have your attention? You know, if it's easy to believe that Adam sinned and we sinned, why is it difficult to believe that Jesus obeyed and you are fixed? An average person, if you say, you are a sinner, you say, it's true. I'm a sinner. I believe Adam caused it. And you turn to someone else and say, you are the righteous. Say, I know. There is none. Holy as the Lord. No, I'm not righteous. I'm not. No. You believed Adam that his mess messed you up. Why can't you believe that Jesus' act of obedience made you right? Righteousness is not what you do primarily. It's what was done that you believed. Look at it. It said, one man's offense caused death to what? Reign. It said, much more. Now, the only difference is this. When Adam sinned, without your permission, it was transferred to you. When Jesus obeyed God perfectly, what he did can only turn into your benefit when you receive it. You know, the Bible says he came to his own, and his own what? Receive him not. In spite of the fact that the price was paid for them, they could not benefit because they did not receive. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Be a smart receiver. If you don't want to be under Adam's spell. He said, much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, you are positioned to reign. Somebody shout, I'm positioned to reign. You know, for the longest time, I thought this life is reigning this life. Until I did further investigation. And I checked up that word, translated life there. And it had nothing to do with natural life. But it actually Zoe. Hey, death was reigning because Adam sinned. Jesus died. And through his death and resurrection, now life is reigning. But the reign of life is now your reign. So you reign in Zoe. Now turn to your neighbor and say, my dominion is in the life of God. So this scripture is not talking about doing well in this life. It's talking about reigning because of the life of God, which is now. Say after me, say, I reign in life. Adam's sin brought death to us. Jesus' act of obedience and perfect sacrifice has brought life. And because of that life, I reign. But there are two things that accompanies that life. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Don't you anyone say, neighbor?
You must receive
abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness every time. You know, for the longest time, I used to quote this way. For if by once one offense, death reigned, past tense, through the one, much more, those who received. And I'll go to another past tense. Until I saw, no, it's not received. It's received. So every time you receive, turn to him and say, every day.
Receive.
How do you receive? With the heart, man believeth, and with the mouth, confession is made. If there's any confession, we know you're fighting. If there's any confession you must make every day, it's I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I walk in the grace of God. Oh, somebody shout, I walk in the grace of God. I just gave you formula for dominion. If you want to reign, the reign that is connected to the life of God, receive abundance of grace. I know I'm not perfect in my natural self, but I receive the gift of righteousness that Jesus gave me through his death and resurrection. And I go further to embrace the abundance of grace. There is something called the grace of God that is not intimidated by anything Satan released. It says sin abounded, but grace abounded much more. The grace of God is everything for a believer. And that's why Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1, 2, grace and peace be multiplied. Oh, do you know the interesting thing? The way to have grace and peace multiplied is to stay locked in the word. Because grace and peace gets multiplied through what? The knowledge of God, our Lord Jesus. Did you get something from today's service? The life of God is your reality. But you don't just experience that life because you sing it. This life that I have is the life of God. Now, get yourself locked in the word. Because the word is full of what? That life. Renew your mind by that life through the word. And constantly receive abundance of grace and the gift. Don't you never say, I receive the gift of righteousness. Now, don't you ever say, I'm not under condemnation. Because I'm not a criminal. Adam's sin has been paid for. Who paid for it?
Jesus.
Was it a perfect payment?
Yes.
In fact, it's more than a perfect payment. It was an overpayment. So don't live in guilt. Sin has been paid for. Righteousness is now a gift. You didn't labor for it, but it's yours. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the life of God. And we say we walk in the light of life throughout 2024. Say after me, say, I walk in the light of life.
We hope you've been richly blessed by this teaching from Kingswood Ministries International. Feel free to visit our website at kingswood.org for more inspiring teachings by Dr. K. Ijishason. There you'd also find other helpful materials and further information about this ministry. God bless you richly.